Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what kind of year are we in? Where is it going? Do you have any idea what the future is going to bring? How can any of us have an idea? But we might have ideas, but we don't know any better. So to help us at least have estimates of this coming year, this will be a show using divining tools, prophecy tools, to look at this year in ways that the tools show us what to think about. And to help me do this is one of my close friends, and a man who's been a guest on Energy Stew many, many times, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure, and it's always a lot of fun to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm expecting this to be a lot of fun because I think we're going to have good things to say.
Yeah, we try.
Well, we want. I mean, who doesn't want good things to say about this year? Because I think there's a lot of fear about what's happening. And so this is the big picture, though. What we're looking at is not the details so much as the overriding sense of the energies at work. And to do that, that's why we use divining tools, because they give us the energies at play. They're all about energy. And when we know the energies at play, then we can estimate what they stand for. And divining tools are something that a lot of people don't understand because they work with the divine order of the universe. And what that means is that when you put it out there and then use tools, the tools reflect what you've put out about, because that's divine order. Intention is a huge part of life.
And we can see something that subconsciously we may have an inkling of, but our conscious mind hasn't allowed us to see it yet. So we use a divining tool to bring it into our consciousness.
And more that our egos are caught up in the details and have fear. And it's really hard to rise above that without these opportunities of divining tools, which not everybody believes in them because they're very esoteric. But you either have to choose to live in a spiritual universe that is of the esoteric nature, or just go back to basic third dimensional pinball machine.
Right, and we're in that scenario. We are stuck inside our ego in a rational, cynical mindset that doesn't find meaning anywhere. As opposed to if we go all the way to the other side of the spectrum, what we might call an indigenous mindset, where there's meaning to be found in everything, in every sign, in every plant, every possibility. There's something to be read. There's something to divine from.
Right, that. Because it is all in divine order.
Yeah.
And that's really, it's the magic of being able to interpret these esoteric signs that lead us forward. And this is thousands of years old. These divining tools, many of them that we use are thousands of years old. And we have to trust the process. And so what this is an opportunity to ask the right questions, have the right intention of what the questions, of what the answers will be for, and then see how we read them.
Yeah.
All right.
And I know, Peter, you did a fun divination. You were telling me a little bit about it. sounded really good what you did.
Right. Well, we had a prophecy class on Monday night. There were 14 students. And while they were online with me, we talked to the universe in ways that these tools can help us. And so one of the things I did was shuffle a deck of cards and ask the universe, let's say, to allow me to pick a card that would represent the energies, to inform us about the energies for this year. And there was one card that I picked that was wonderful. I was actually amazed that I picked that card. Could have been any of the 52 cards. It could have been the Joker. And so what do we do when we, when we pick that card, we have to respect that somehow, because of our intention, that card was attracted to us and we were attracted to it. And the card that I pulled was the Ace of Clubs. And since you are a card master, it doesn't get by you for a second that it represents opportunity, right?
Well, I hope so. As I said to you earlier, that something new, wonderfully new, will pop into our mindset and we'll have a new mindset, which would mean letting go of fear, because that's where we've all been for the last 2 years.
Right. And we're going to understand some of that in terms of these other divination tools that we're going to be talking about. But the clubs are the suit of the mind, and the ace is the initial card. So our mind is being initiated, and we're then using it to create a new world this year. And I think a lot of us want to do that desperately. So it was the right card. It really felt like, this is the magic at work telling us that the opportunity is there for us to create newness. And, so that's an opportunity. I want to come back to the Ace of Clubs with you to talk about the hand of cards that the Ace of Clubs represents, because there are cards associated with it, I think, that will also help us understand it better. But I want to go into another number of the year. This is a number of the year. Last year was a 5-year. The year before was a 4-year. Mm-hmm. So guess what? This is a 6-year. Mm-hmm. So we're in a 6-year now. So what does that say to you?
Well, so first, just for your audience, 2022, we add up the digits and 2, 2, 2, we get 6. That's where we're getting it from. And a 6, as we spoke about, Peter, is responsibility. And it's also about karma. And so I think that on a collective level, we are going to see some chickens come home to roost, so to speak, some reckoning of what it is that we've done collectively, how we've approached things, how we've managed or mismanaged this pandemic collectively. I believe we're going to see some karma, some
karmic rewards, you mean?
Could be, right? Either or, right? Positively, well, or negatively.
I mean a negative reward as well as a positive reward. Because I think those of us who have held the fort are going to be able to benefit from that. And those who have fallen into the hands of manipulators will, have some karmic responsibility to not holding their own minds.
Well, one thing that I'm referring to and I'm alluding to when I say what I say is the way that we've treated children in the pandemic and kept keeping them home from school, masking them, socially distancing them. I'm starting to see studies come out where experts are realizing there's been about a 20 IQ drop among children during the pandemic, because children need social cues and to be able to read someone's face to learn how to speak and think and interact. So there's been a 20-point IQ drop in among children during the pandemic.
Also, to be inspired by teachers to learn, there was a big fall off because a lot of kids weren't in school or lost interest in school because Zoom class isn't right. Really heartening to them.
So one thing that I've read, and I think this may happen, is that we're going to see a karmic blowback as we collectively realize, oh crap, what have we done to our children's generation?
Right.
So that's one thing that I think we may see in this karmic
year.
Well,
I'm also not comfortable about injecting that. And
well,
so,
that too.
Yeah, so that's another karma issue. And so it's, my heart is out to the children dramatically. It's incredible. So the six is, it's karma, you know, it's saying, all right, this is a year where we're being paid back.
Yeah.
But it's also a year of knowing how karma works, because our consciousness is living in the six now. And anyone whose consciousness is in the six feels responsible for their karma.
Yeah, we can say that. And also the deeper meaning of the six is finding harmony. And so I hope, and we'll see how it plays out, that this year we'll find a deeper harmony, which we have not had.
But it's also a family harmony. The six is so responsible because of karma that it knows what counts the most. Mm-hmm. And where our heart is counts the most. And so I love the fact that we're in a year where our hearts will matter, and we'll
think.
Well,
we want peace. I mean, we'll be naturally gravitating toward peace.
Right.
Some of that may mean covering up anything that's inconvenient or whitewashing over anything that juts out and we'd rather not pay attention to. There can be that as well with the six energy, that we just want to smooth everything over, let bygones be bygones, and just find peace no matter what.
But be responsible for everything. You know, it's we not. Hope. It's a we harmony hope. That involves responsibility.
At its best, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for the best. And so, so I'm happy that we're in a sixth year, because it really means that truth will tell, and.
Justice will be served one way or another.
Right. Oh, I love hearing that.
Well, that's the meaning of the six, is that justice will be served one way or another. We may not like it, and it may not be what we hope for, but there will be some balancing and order that comes.
Right. That's great to understand. So let's come back to the Ace of Clubs and look at some of the other cards associated with it, because they will help us understand how this Ace of Clubs is going to function. For instance, there are different planets that hold different cards based on it being the Ace of Clubs. And one of the cards is the Mercury card, which is the Queen of Clubs.
Yeah.
So that means this Ace of Clubs, which is creation, is going to be functioning as a Queen of Clubs, meaning that it cares. It's the queen who cares about her subjects.
And she does, but she also gets neurotic as well.
Well, we have to learn to live with a neurotic queen, but at least the queen means well and wants the best.
Well, she does mean well, but you know, sometimes that motherly energy can be controlling and obsessive.
All right, but there are other cards at work here. And so there's a soul twin card called
the two of hearts.
That's the two of hearts. And that's also a gift card as well as a challenge card.
Right.
So that means our hearts will be at play.
Emotional connections.
Yeah. And that's very important because then we can read each other better. And then the Jupiter card, which is the card of expansion and opportunity, is the Three of Diamonds, which is the chaos card, but it's opportunity. In other words, we can juggle a lot of information, a lot of new challenges, because the Jupiter will support that in a good way. Does that make sense?
Well, it can. The Three of Diamonds in Jupiter means creating some practical solutions.
But the Three of Diamonds is also action in a way that can become chaotic.
It can be if it's overplayed. Jupiter usually would mean that it's in a positive way that it's played.
Oh, good.
it can be overplayed and get chaotic, and like we don't know which way to go. Do we go this way? Do we go that way? And then we get confused.
But that might offer us more opportunity to have choices.
Well, definitely the Three of Diamonds does that. There's plenty of opportunity.
Right. And then the Pluto card, which is really a shadow card. It's actually an opportunity card too, because our shadow, you know, as you know, our gems are hidden behind our shadows.
Yes.
And so this is the Five of Spades. And the Five of, and well, you can talk about the Five of Spades.
Sure. Well, Five of Spades in Pluto position means we're spinning our wheels and restlessly revving our engine and not necessarily realizing that we're doing that. And so there can be a latent anxiety or a hidden stress or restlessness, trying to move forward, trying to make a change.
And that makes sense.
But the gift of the Five of Spades is we actually change our assumptions and expectations. So it's a fundamental change in what we believe is true. That's what we're looking for the Five of Spades in Pluto.
Right. So that's
like personal evolution.
What's that?
It's like personal evolution that we're looking for.
And it's the genius at work in our evolution this year. And then the Mars card, which is always a troublemaker, is the Five of Clubs.
Well, it can be aggressive. But with the Five of Clubs, aggressively overthinking.
Yeah. So we have all of those at play this year. So the Ace of Clubs is a card of opportunity, but it's the opportunity to play it in these dynamic ways and sometimes difficult ways.
Well, it can be a lot of insecurity with the Ace of Clubs as well. Like we don't know enough.
Right. It's unknown. It's all new. So I want to talk about the Chinese I Ching and how that works. It's also a divining instrument. It's been used for thousands of years by the Chinese, and they use it by flipping coins or drawing straws. And you say, well, how can that tell us anything? You flip coins and you get, you know, it tells you what hexagram of the Chinese I Ching that you're seeking. And just to know that flipping coins is always accurate because it's in divine order. So however the coins land, they have to represent your intention. And so I did that, as I've been doing for more than 50 years regularly, and always finding the I Ching having amazing answers. So it really comes through. And so for those of you who know the I Ching, I drew the ninth hexagram, which is the taming power of the small. And what that means, it has success. It has success by paying attention to detail. It's about focusing your attention and being successful because you're smart in concentrating and seeking answers. And so I had three changing lines if anyone knows the Ching, that means that there was even more detail than just getting the ninth hexagram, that there are six lines in each hexagram. And three of them stood out as important for me to look at. And one was the first line, and it just means keeping on, good fortune, because you're paying attention. Then the third line, no, it was the fourth line, is that if you are sincere, blood vanishes and fear gives way. So that means if we have honorable intentions, we will succeed. And then we had nine, we had the sixth line, which is the top line. And that line is a challenge. It says, the ridgepole is sagging. Pay attention. And if you don't pay attention to this sagging ridgepole, you will have misfortune. So right now in life, the ridgepole is sagging. That means that whatever is holding up a structure, a ridgepole that holds up a structure, is sagging to the breaking point, but hasn't broken yet. And that's what this addresses, that we are living in a world that seems to be breaking. And it's not broken because we're here talking. So, you know, there's still life on this planet. So let's make hay and work on this, on what needs to be fixed, and then we won't have misfortune. So it's a job to do. So this hexagram says, pay attention, there's a job to do. And that's, you know, no surprise. It's nice to have that. And then we that turned into a new hexagram, because that's what changing lines create. The 28th hexagram, which is preponderance of the great. So this says that because the ridgepole sags to the breaking point, it furthers one to have somewhere to go. And so this actually takes us into the future, becoming, creating greatness, preponderance of the great, because we are seeking to fix things. And so this is really a wonderful understanding of this year, is that let's get to work. There's work to do. It's a sixth year. We want to be responsible. We don't want any bad karma. We want to create harmony. We want our hearts to be at work. So all of these come together in no surprising way. What is surprising is that they've created a language for us that makes total sense of what needs to happen. So what would you like to add to that, Alexander?
Well, I think it's fascinating what you pulled with the hexagram, or what you threw. I'm not sure the correct lingo, the pulling.
Right. True.
It is fascinating. It does resonate, and it certainly does feel like there's work to do. And that is one of the attributes of the six, as you've mentioned, taking responsibility. There's work to do, you know, be responsible. So we need to take action. And then from the Ace of Clubs that you pulled, that's an action-oriented energy as well. The opportunity is there, but it's about seizing the opportunity and taking action, initiating. So it makes sense to me that's certainly how I feel when I just feel into the energy in our collective field, that it is about initiating some action and taking responsibility, that's what's needed.
I think we all want to do that. I think most people are fed up and want things to change, and we'll do whatever we can to make things right.
Yes, I hope so. We may all have different ideas about what that means.
That's different. But the whole idea of the six is we're seeking harmony with each other. And so we can work together better than we would if it wasn't a 6 year.
That's true. I would agree with that. You know, this 5 year that we just came out of, everybody has their own ideas, and trying to do their own thing, and there's a restlessness and a dissatisfaction. And then, yes, the six does bring us together more. The symbolism of the two straight lines, there's a mirroring effect coming together. But that can also mean vying for control, like who gets to control where we go.
Yeah, but that's why I like the six of the idea of harmony of it, that as much as we might have different opinions, we'll follow our hearts to get along and try to work things out.
Well, I hope so. As I was about to say, the downside is the people vying for control and being fussy and controlling.
Yes, and there's always going to be differences of opinion. And let's we because life will go on to the following year will be a seven and the next year will be an eight. So there's a lot of work to do going forward, but at least here we're looking at ways that life is going to, in a sense, challenge us for newness and change.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that we could do this, to look at through the eyes of these divining tools, or through our eyes of seeing how they speak to us and help us have hope.
Well, the hope, and also to witness, to, in a sense, be a little more detached and not quite so caught up in the drama, to be able to witness it with a more detached mindset.
Yeah, we can watch from the point of view of these divining tools. We can watch better how they unfold this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So this is terrific talking with you about this. And thank you for being on that.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. We've changed. So if you do the old call letters, they won't work. So PRN.live. And I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver, HEARTRiver.org. And Alexander can be reached at thesourcecards.com.
We just launched it. We're very excited.
I'm excited for you.
.com and put in your birthday and look up your cards.
Yep. Thesourcecards.com, a brand new website. But Alexander's been doing this for a long time and he's a real expert at it. Okay. So thank you all for listening, and Happy New Year.